We're joined now by Austin Goolsbee. He's the chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Austin Goolsbee, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
In an interview with the New York Times just last week, you were asked about the possibility of extending the Bush tax rates for the wealthy. You said, and I quote here, "I personally do not think that we can afford to borrow $700 billion to pay for tax cuts we know don't work." If we can't afford it, as you say, then why do it?
Well, the $700 billion obviously was for making them permanent, which the president absolutely refused to do and did not do. He's opposed to extending the high-income tax cuts. They don't work. But if by doing that you can get 2.5 times as much for the priorities that the Obama administration outlined of getting additional Obama tax cuts for the middle class, and you can extend unemployment benefits for more than a year, I really don't see how you could pass up that deal.
But it is, I mean, you have to be looking at it as a risk as well to some extent. I mean, what if it doesn't work? I mean, aren't there potentially dangerous consequences for both long and medium-term deficits?
As I've said many times, the conflating of the long-run fiscal challenges facing the country with the short-run deficit that is induced by being in the worst recession since 1929 is deeply, deeply problematic. We should not be conflating those two things. That is totally incorrect. The Fiscal Commission, which took a very hard line on long-run fiscal consolidation, the commission made clear that has no implication for the immediate run. This stuff is not about the long-run deficit.
But how convinced are you that this will actually work? I mean, what if it doesn't do what it's intended to do?
Look, when you are at war, you fire the bullets that you have. And we need to do everything we can for targeted job creation, helping the middle class get out of this deep hole.
Austin Goolsbee, as we just heard from Jim McDermott, a Democrat from Washington State, many congressional Democrats are arguing that the administration's notion of compromise is, you know, effectively agreeing to what the Republicans want. The conservative magazine, The National Review, had a gleeful editorial today calling it a capitulation. Do you believe that the White House got the best possible deal from congressional Republicans?
Well, look, go pick up the fact sheet on what the agreement is, and it is totally obvious that it is not the president capitulating only to what the Republicans wanted.
So what explains so much opposition from congressional Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who has said that from his perspective, the framework needs work, that this is not a done deal?
Well, I mean, obviously you're selectively picking opponents.
Well, Harry Reid is the Senate Majority Leader.
Well, as I say, you can select any individuals you want to select. What I would say is there are some people who would have preferred to have a fight. I believe if you look at the facts, we would likely have had a fight, and then in 2 months when Republicans come into Congress, they would have passed the high-income tax cuts, and we would not have gotten the 2.5 times the high-income tax cuts in middle-class priorities and job-creating investment incentives, as well as the unemployment benefits that the president wanted. So I think there was just a decision that had to be made on that front.
Austin Goolsbee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Austin Goolsbee. He's the chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors.
Things considered right after this.